Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pastor Chuck Baldwin is our guest. I want to get him to join us in the near future and with Video Skype, another dimension. I know we're going out on XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM stations, and number one in audio streams and podcasts for a political talk show at Infowars.com. Thanks to all of you spreading the word and our tireless efforts here in the crew. But I do look forward to getting him on Video Skype so folks can actually see him who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. We got about 5 minutes in this segment, and Bob Chapman's coming up. And exclusive excerpts of the Dave Mustaine interview and a big breakdown of a bunch of news. I'm going to expose this new Kony 2012 thing about invading Africa. It's all the UN and others behind that, so we're going to be breaking that down as well. Finishing up, Pastor, in the time we have, with the states' rights movement, the system is attacking that because, as you said, they know that's one of the keys that the founders gave us to reverse this. But I'm also just want to point out, now the UN, through the president, saying, Congress, you don't count. First they nullify the states. Now they're nullifying the federal government. Now it's totally clear. You know, not only are the states in trouble, the federal government's being taken over, sir.
Yeah, I think the goal all along was to bring an international element to the governments of our country. They see America as the big prize. It's the big apple that's got to fall from the tree in order to merge together this this new world order, this global society. And of course, it's all generated by money. It's generated by international bankers and international corporations who really are encumbered with all of these national rules and regulations governing commerce. And what they want to do is they want to break down those barriers so that they can interact internationally as they would interact nationally. And that's been the goal, I think, all along. And you've trumpeted that for many years, as many of us have. And so I think what we're seeing here is the second step. As you said, first let's just nullify the states instead of the states nullifying unlawful government from the federal government. Let's nullify the states, and now let's nullify Congress so that we can bring about this globalist union that we want to create. And that's been the goal all along. I think it's just been a matter of steps.
Well, our job's easier than ever because we warned people about the New World Order. Ron Paul did. You did. Countless others did. For so long, we got laughed at and made fun of because we were informed. Now everybody's like, wow, everything you said's coming true. So I don't think they counted on us being there for the last, 30, 40, 50 years, some people.
Yeah.
In the case of G. Edward Griffin or people like Bob Chapman or Red Beckman. And I think that's our real ace in the hole. And as you said, Providence, history's shown that when good people take action, Martin Luther King said the universe bends towards justice.
I truly believe that God is the author of freedom, not government. God. God is the founder of freedom. He is a promoter of freedom. His children have always been involved in the freedom fight in one way or the other. He has inspired men from Moses all the way through the judges, the Old Testament prophets, and the New Testament apostles, who stood up and fought for liberty and the principles of freedom that was established by God, our Creator, who gives us a free will to choose Him as our Savior and who wants us to serve Him by our will and by our choice. And so God is the promoter of freedom. He's the defender of freedom. And when men and women stand up courageously, indefatigably, for the principles of freedom, I believe with all my heart that God will fight with us. He did it for our forefathers, and I believe He'll do it for us.
But we've got to, I've seen it in my own life. When I go through a fear, through a concern, I can feel these developmental thresholds that when I just say, you know what, I'm giving it to you, God, but then take action on faith, that's when the power kicks in. And I've seen it, Pastor. I know it's real.
Yep, me too. I agree with you, and I think you're doing a great job, and I hope your listeners will get that book, Romans 13, and get it in the hands of as many of their friends as they can. And believe me, when they read that book, the light will come on.
Give it to your pastor today, a key weapon in the info war. Thank you, Pastor. We'll be back with Bob Chapman.
Thanks, Doug.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is, of course, the ninth day of March 2012. And coming up next Thursday, we will air a close to hour and a half in-depth interview with one of the founders of Metallica, of course, the founder of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, who was here in Austin with us for 3 days after his concert Saturday night, touring with Motorhead. The tour ended here, and it's an in-depth interview. He said things in this he's never said before about Metallica, about politics, about you name it. It's a big interview. And, Dave was going to come out here 3 or 4 months ago, but I'd already booked a trip with my children down to the beach for a couple of days. And then he was going to come a few months ago, and he had to have neck surgery, so didn't come. And then he did come to town and just end his tour here in Austin. And it's a powerful interview, powerful on a whole host of subjects. We've got a little 3-minute promo we're going to air coming up at the bottom of the hour and the continuing with Bob Chapman. I'm going to get to powerful video. I mean, I've got to say Shepard Smith on Fox is one of the few good people on there other than Judge Napolitano. I mean, I agree with his politics, but he gets mad about predator drones to kill Americans and the FBI director saying, yeah, we may kill citizens in the U.S. just secretly. Just, you disappear. That's always the greatest threat in history is governments start doing that. But they're like, we're going to keep you safe from some terrorists that we run in the Middle East and but we're going to secretly arrest you. And the UN runs things now. So that's a clip we're going to be playing at Bob Chapman's take on as well. I've been trying to take more calls lately. I took a lot of calls yesterday, but so much is happening. My head is starting to spin. We've got an NSA whistleblower says Obama worse than Bush. More spying without warrants. Well, yeah, courts are ruling the police can pull you over and grab your phone and download the contents without warrants. Phone numbers, contacts, everything. Photographs. I mean, it's just lawlessness. We've got a case of tyranny, and it's spreading fast. It's like gangrene. We better get this taken care of pronto. I mean, undelay, 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 arriba, arriba, as Speedy Gonzalez says. We need to deal with this right now. Okay, I mean, I'm literally like Speedy Gonzalez, just running around waving my arms here. I mean, this needs to be done yesterday. I mean, I'm sitting there having a, because my wife's smart. She's lived all over the world. And she's like, I know we're fighting. We can do it from outside the U.S. We need to get out of here. I mean, I'm having to put my foot down and go, I understand that, but it's getting to the point where I may have to get her out of the country. Listen, I'm that concerned. If this continues, I'm going to have to get my wife out of the country. I mean, this isn't a game. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. They don't try to say foreign groups run the country to the Congress because they're not planning to do that. They don't have NLE 09 3 years ago and say 15 countries' militaries are training to take on domestic extremists and terrorists. They don't sign agreements to use Mexican and Canadian troops here in the U.S. because they want to play patty cake with us. They don't say we're going to secretly arrest citizens and disappear into black holes for no reason, just as Pastor Baldwin just said. They do it so that they can sell everybody and test everybody. Folks, they're going to take everything. It's going to be a total collapse the way this is going. Now, if they decide they can't execute this police state, they'll back off and not bring in a depression. It's on record they're engineering all this. You think the economy's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. With liberty comes prosperity. With tyranny comes poverty. I mean, it's very simple equations. Now, I want to explain something here. This is beyond Caesar crossing the Rubicon and overthrowing the Roman Republic. Obama didn't say he can launch wars and kill whoever he wants because he's the president, which is treason and violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 12. And there's impeachment stuff introduced on this now. This is big. And if he gets away with this, they're going to use it. He went further. He said, I do this under foreign power, in a letter. And that's what the SecDef and others said. They decided to go with the person that put them in. Well, Congress commissioned those officers, but decades ago. There's a reason. You don't let the president pick his own guys, it'll take over. Duh. No brainer. And so I talk to these cops and people, especially the militarized ones and the SWAT team guys, and they act like robots and they act like you're not a person. They're like, that'll never happen. Well, we know best. Well, we won't abuse that authority. They're going to take all your pension funds, dummy. They're going to ruin your future as well. Look, America is the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. And when you start putting it down and acting like it's stupid, well, then you're putting down America. I don't know how else to explain it to you. I know a lot of police and military are waking up, especially the military. And look, Ron Paul has been defrauded. I told everybody it was going to happen. And they said, well, why did you support him then? Why did you support Ron Paul? Because he educated people and he showed the election fraud. But everybody's like, wow, you're right again. How did you know? In fact, there's tape that's been released that I think's real that was recorded at an Obama event when he thought the mic was off. Or, in fact, ask Rob Dew for that. We'll play it later and get Bob's take on it. And he's saying, yeah, no, Rick's out. It's going to be Mitt Romney. And you know what they did to Ron Paul in Maine. I don't blame him. And let me tell you, when that Caliente guy, famous comedian, called my house and posed as Bush, and everybody thought it was real, I didn't even put it on the web. ManCow ended up doing it. And to see if folks bought it. And I said, I think it's a comedian. It's not George Bush. I could tell. This, if this isn't Obama, it's some computer that's recorded him and put it back together again. I mean, it's Obama. Or it's his twin brother. Because, I mean, it's Obama. I mean, my gut, my brain says that's Obama. It may be fake.
But then it's some computer splice of Obama. And my point is that this is real. I mean, we're being conquered by foreign megabanks, and that's what Time Magazine says. But it's like, oh, isn't it good the banks are going to run everything now? Now, Bob Chapman, almost 50 years fighting this, wrote the biggest newsletter for a while till he retired, came back. He joins us now to break this down. But obviously, Bob, the big news is coup d'etat. Pentagon and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. They're now going back on their thing and saying, well, we do have the power to kill citizens, foreign and domestic. We'll go ahead and do that. So, I mean, they're really trying to push torture, secret arrest, all the stuff we know that is the bad guys, and saying it's to fight al-Qaeda when al-Qaeda publicly works for them. Bob Chapman, what is your view on the public statements to Congress that they can hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more? What do you make of this gauntlet being thrown down?
Well, if you go back to the 1960s and 70s, you'll find that we contemplated these kind of things. But we thought that because we had an elected Congress and a president, but particularly Congress, that we would get some cooperation and some help. And we did. And then as things moved into the 90s and then beyond, we started to get less and less. And that's really where we're at today. And what they're saying now is Congress is ceremonial, and as is the U.S. government for that matter. And the U.N. runs everything, and we take our orders for them. And it's in your face again. And the question is, how do you stop them?
Well, you're right, Bob. And of course, Caesar made the Senate ceremonial. But I mean, they're there telling him, no, you don't launch war. You don't do anything. You don't have the nothing. And they went further. They said the UN gives us the orders, which is what the Supreme Court justices have now been saying. I mean, they're doing this on purpose. They're just acclimating everyone. Now, of course, as you know, Walter Jones in the House and others in the Senate have introduced, and here's the bill. We'll actually put it on screen for people. They've actually introduced to the 112th Congress, H.Con.Res 107. So it's House Concurrent Resolution 107, and it's got a Senate bill as well. And it says it's a high crime, and that it's treason, and that Obama had better seek their approval in future operations. But he, what about Libya last year where he said he did it for the UN? I guess they just didn't like the public affront of them coming in and telling them they were ceremonial.
I think you're right, and I also think that they're moving toward much bigger things beyond that. If the UN has the power to tell us what to do, or the government what to do, and they decide that all Americans who have vehicles under, let's say, more than 10 years old, they have to be junked and they have to buy new ones, or everybody who has small arms in the United States has to give them to the government along with the ammunition, and on and on. And that's how they intend to override the U.S. Congress, the office of the presidency, and do exactly what they want. Because I think up until this point, they've not been able to do it or find an easier way to do it. So here they are decreeing it.
That's right. They're going exactly. They're going right to tyranny now, right to Agenda 21. And what you mentioned, the UN has said in their UNIDIR documents that they want total civilian ban of guns. They've said all the things you're saying. And look at how it uses the EPA to enforce UN edicts. We're already under UN control to a great extent.
That's been borne out as well by having the rules from country to country about things the same, such as contents, how they're spelled out, whether they're in ounces, and things like that, particularly in pertaining to food. And they're working very diligently at that, and have been for the last several years. And so those are the kind of things they start with, and then all of a sudden they say, all cars have to be made like the Volkswagen, whatchamacallit.
Stay there. You're absolutely right. The UN did the light bulb ban. It's the smoking ban is a UN treaty all over the world. We just pass it locally. Wow.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Preparations are being made to shut the country down. The last 5-6 years, total continuity agenda between Bush and now Obama, trying to block being able to get your money out even legally. Almost all the big money leaving the United States because they've already sucked it dry. They know what they're going to do. Bob Chapman left the United States because of persecution. The Bushes are down in Paraguay right on a key smuggling route with hundreds of thousands of acres. So they've done a great job, and they're just going to leave us behind with a giant paramilitary army. There's a new article at Infowars.com by Steve Watson, who's been on fire lately. Maryland cops to be trained on U.S. Constitution after illegally arresting protesters. Pro-life demonstrators, including teenage girls, were strip-searched, shackled by officers who said they could rot in cells. State police in Maryland have been ordered to undergo training on the First and Fourth Amendments following an 08 incident during which 18 pro-lifer protesters were arrested, shackled, and strip-searched, including underage girls. And we have links to all the mainstream news articles admitting it, but they think it's good, though. It's like, well, this is good. The incident occurred when members of the group Defend Life peacefully demonstrated on public property in Harford County, August 2008, as part of their Face the Truth campaign. Around a dozen state officers arrived on the scene and told the protesters they did not have a permit. Again, a permit's to block roads, folks, but they tricked the cops into thinking it's everything. They think, you know, you have to have a permit for a gun, too, and would be arrested unless they packed up and left. When asked what specific ordinance the demonstrators needed to permit to protest, one officer responded, "I'm not giving it to you at 5 o'clock at night. I'm a state police officer. I know the law. That's it." And it was captured on film where this all happened. It's at Infowars.com. And it's just really creepy, man. I've had it happen in Austin where I'm videotaping something. A cop pulls up over and over again. It's happened to Mike Hansen. Gets out, walks over, says, "Turn your camera off." And they go, "I'm going to arrest you. It's a lawful order." And I go, "No, it isn't. I'm not just some idiot that doesn't know my rights. I'm going to sue you." "Oh, what, you don't like cops?" No, I like living in a free country. I'm not, okay? And I've been filming police at a checkpoint 200 yards away, knowing they'd come over. And I'm like, "You're interfering with us." "No, I'm not. I'm 200 yards away. I'm going to arrest you. Go ahead." Next, "Oh, what, are the Serbs going to invade?" That's on video at a highway checkpoint, and they shut down I-35. And I go, "No, you're invading. What is this, a federal grant to do this? How do you know that?" "Because I know how they're trying to destroy America, officer. I've got the data. I want you to live in a free country, too. So stop. You know, first it's intimidation, then it's laugh at me. Why don't you just be an American? I know a bunch of crooks run the government, but can't you be smart enough to not be mad at some pro-lifers and just, I'm sorry, I'm ranting, Bob Chapman, but there are some good signs happening. The TSA had a video blocked exposing them. There was outcry, and the video got put back up yesterday. So we are seeing victories, Bob Chapman.
Yes, we are. And when you see those kinds of things happen to people when they're dragged out to jail, going to jail is one thing. It's certainly intimidating. I know, I've been there. But what is worse is the mental turmoil and the scars that you're putting on the people. It's pure terrorism. There's no better word for it. And they're trying to terrorize the public into allowing them, law enforcement, military, whatever, to tell you what to do, how to do it, whether you like it or not, whether it's a law or not. And if you argue, down to the dungeon and you're naked. And this is a kind of tactics that they're taught in order to make people submissive.
And they beta tested it all on pro-lifers. I've got the film in my martial law documentary where they would break pro-lifers' arms for just sitting on the sidewalk and call it pain compliance, hardcore life-threatening torture. But it's not torture because they call it pain compliance, Bob.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Federal Reserve saying we're going to have a currency swap with the European Central Bank when, in fact, it's a loan and it's illegal from both ends. It's the same nomenclature, the changing of terms, the pseudo-intellectuality of it all.
Well, that's like the state police called like five different people the day before we went down to cover them. They must have our phones tapped or something with these gunboats they've got. And I kept talking to different members, and the state police kept calling, going, "Alex Jones isn't on the air on this station, is he? He's a liar. You need to do something." They're like, "No, he's on the radio here, but technically he doesn't work there." "Well, no." "Well, good." And when our guys get there to interview, they're like, "You're a liar. You're not on KLBJ. You don't work there." And it was like some weird game to like make us bad and say we're liars because we want to cover them getting all these machine gun boats. Just bizarre how they operate. Stay there, Bob. I want to get into the economy, where it's going, what you think people should do to try to get this impeachment going against Obama. Because I was always saying Obama's a puppet, but now he has been given dictator power. It's illegitimate, but he's actually taking it. And to go in and slap the senators around, man, they must have some dirt on them. Wow. I want to get Bob's take on that. The Dave Mustaine thing's coming up. I'll also tell you about, well, I'll tell you about when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Chapman here in just a moment to cover a host of news with him and also ask him what's coming out in tomorrow's International Forecaster, internationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com, twitter.com/realalexjones, and then, of course, we have a big Facebook page and a lot more. I'm still just speechless how they're openly saying the UN runs the presidency. And again, next time they do it, we won't be as shocked, but I'm going to get to all that in a moment. Dave Mustaine, one of the founders of course, Metallica, and then Megadeth, rock royalty, is a Christian, a patriot, a listener of the show. His wife is another great person, Pam. Talked to her on the phone a lot, but never met her in person. You know, met Dave in person before. It was really great spending a couple days with him here in Austin when they ended the latest leg of their Gigantor tour with Motorhead. And I've done some sit-down interviews with him before. I've done a lot of radio interviews with him over the years. One time I called up to get him on as a guest and found out he was already a listener. That's how we were able to get him like 5-6 years ago on the show. So he's been awake to a lot of what's going on for a very long time. We've got an extremely powerful, in-depth interview with Dave Mustaine that I'm going to air next week on the Nightly News, and I'll air excerpts of it the next day here on the radio. I haven't decided. I might air it first on the radio / TV. We'll see what we do. But next Thursday, it will air. And so all of that is coming up. Let's go ahead and go to this little teaser piece that will be posted at InfoWars.com within the hour. Here it is.
Something that everybody should aspire to do, to make a contribution to this great nation for the good of everybody. And if you don't know the difference between what's right and what's wrong, just open your mind up.
Dave Mustaine, like you've never seen before, on InfoWars.com exclusive special report.
We had people die in Castle Donington. We had people die when we did Rock in Rio. I went out there, I showed up in a neck brace, you know, and everybody's there going like, oh my God, what's happening, what's happening? I said, well, so-and-so called me this, and, you know, I just want to show him that he's that. I don't want to play with any satanic bands. I'll play with bands that have darkness in them because we all have a little darkness in us or we wouldn't be human. But guys that are confessed Satanists and, you know, it's... don't really have time for that. I can't take any credit for James's songwriting ability or his guitar playing. He blew my mind when he picked up the guitar the first time because he used to just sing. And I did all the guitar playing, and in fact, I talked between every song, too. And when he picked up the guitar the first time, I remember watching him. I was like, oh, my God, this guy's really, really good. And in fact, it almost intimidated me. You know, the road got smooth, and my career turned around. I got my best friend back playing bass with me. My kids like me. You know, traffic's gotten better. You know, it's just a whole complete paradigm shift. And
the universe lays before you. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
That's right.
All right, there you go. And we're going to put that out very, very soon on InfoWars.com in the next hour or so. But it is an in-depth interview. He talks about Metallica and other things that he's never discussed before. He said a lot of it has never before been heard. And I'm like, wow, you're going to tell me all this? So that's coming out, and it'll definitely make the news. And he's got some political stuff in there as well. You know, his whole Santorum thing was taken out of context. He responds to that as well. You know, I tell you, Bob, freedom is getting more and more popular. Again, I don't do this to brag about myself. Neither do you when you talk about all the contacts you get, most of them off record. But when I go to a rock concert now, you know, just 3 years ago, I go to a rock concert, maybe every 10 people would stop me. I went behind the scenes and like the roadies for 3 different bands, like half of them were listeners. I heard the show today. And then I was out in the crowd and like every third person was a listener. It was just incredible. I mean, liberty is getting popular. I think that's why the globalists are trying to accelerate their whole program.
As you said, Alex, we're breathing down their neck, and I don't know what to do about it. They're losing the info war, and we just got to keep on hammering away until we break them down and take them over and take over the financial system so they can't do what they're doing and using it as a base of power.
You know what I'm worried about, Bob, is them trying to stage a false flag. I really see that being one of the only ace cards they've got right now.
And you're right. And there's very little we can do to control that unless we find out about it ahead of time. And I don't know whether we can do that or not.
I want to get into the technicals on the economy, what's going on with gold and silver, other commodities going up like oil, what's happening in the euro. What's the latest development since we talked?
Well, it's supposedly the price of oil is selling where it's at because of the disruptions in the Middle East, which have been caused by the United States government and others in embargoing the usage of the financial system, as well as the sale of the oil of Iran. And Iran sells their oil now in currencies other than dollars. And you're into the same fight over the petrodollar as you were with Gaddafi saying, I want a golden dinar. Or Saddam Hussein, who said, I'm going to sell oil in non-dollar currencies. And he did for a couple of years, and he ended up at the end of the rope. These people are vicious animals, and they're going to continue to press and press and press. And I think really, if they can pull it off, what you're afraid of, the false flag operation, would be something, if they don't screw it up, that could really impress upon people that they need government. And so hopefully they can't pull that off.
What's the big trigger you're looking for in the economy that could accelerate the collapse? More and more of the system is admitting that we're really in a depression, but that, well, you know, the Federal Reserve's come out and said we're headed towards the edge of that cliff. Well, of course, they put us on that trajectory.
Well, that's right. And I think the catalyst, although it seems mundane after several years, is going to be Europe. This deal that was made today, which refinances, bails out again, Greece, is a loser. In January, revenues were up like 4.5% for the government, and spending was up plus 8.5%. So they're not making any headway, and they're not going to make any headway, and they don't care about making headway. And so that deal is going to fall asunder. And they know that. And the very important thing that happened last week is in Karlsruhe, Germany, the Federal District Court, Federal National Court, I'll call it that rather than go into German, they said that this new vehicle to finance these financially unsound countries, which had previously been under something called the EFSF, the Germans and others want to use this new ESM in order to do that by rolling EFSF into ESM. They can't do it. The German court says that is illegal under the Constitution. So they either have to pass an amendment or something, or they're not going to be able to allocate funds to ESM. And, of course, part of ESM was even more austerity. I mean, don't the Germans think for 1 second, when you have austerity down the road, the people who you're exporting to, that they're going to have less of an economy because of the austerity, and that means you're not going to be able to export as much to them as you did before, which means their economy is going down.
Well, there's a chain reaction.
Going down. Exactly.
All
and
right.
So that is a nightmare, believe me. They're no closer now than they were 3 years ago.
All right, I want to shift gears into Kony 2012 in just a minute and get your take on this. I'm going to give you a briefing here, Bob, and get your analysis on it. But first, I want to just ask you briefly what you think we should do to try to resist this open UN Pentagon globalist banker coup d'etat. I mean, they admit in Time magazine that it's a banker coup. You know, here's the article, regime change in Europe, do Greece and Italy amount to a banker's coup? And they say yes, but the bankers know how to run it. Congressman Walter Jones and senators have introduced the H-Con Res 107 or House Res 107, and they say it's a high crime, and that if he doesn't reverse himself, they're going to initiate impeachment. Well, that needs to happen when Congress said you got to get permission for Libya, and he said, no, I have the UN. Just because the Pentagon came in and disgraced you, you already disgraced yourself passing the NDAA. If you want to come to your senses, of course they came in front of the world, said Congress has no authority, and it's ceremonial, just like Caesar did in 49 B.C. But I think everybody should call the Judiciary Committee over impeachment and say, look, the whole world knows what's going on here. You either tell those traitors over at the Pentagon, because the military's waking up, that they better come out and say, yes, our commander-in-chief is the president during war, and Congress is in charge of the president. I want to hear that chain of command right now, or this is a coup that's been successful. This is a big deal. We can't just take this sitting down. We've been trained to accept so much. Nobody put up with this. Coups are one thing, but foreign coups through puppets? Nobody puts up with that. You think Mexico would put up with the president openly saying he takes his orders from the U.S., even if it's true that the big banks give them, I mean, they would riot in a minute and overthrow the government. The police and military would walk out. And that's a third world police state. I mean, do we have any basic honor? Anything? Here's the number, 202-225-3951, 202-225-3951, Judiciary Committee. Lamar Smith, the head of it, 202-225-4236. Call the general switchboard if you want. But the point is, we need to take action on this now. I mean, what else can we do, Bob? I guess get the articles off Infowars.com out to everybody. Coup d'etat, Pentagon and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. I mean, what do you think we should do, Bob?
Well, all of the people who are on the air, such as myself, should put the word out, of course. And all of you people who are blogging on the Internet, you should do the same thing. And all of you people out there, give encouragement to these people who step forward and expose what's being done here. And also, it doesn't hurt, a short note to every congressman, and just tell them, we know what you're doing, and we want that reversed, and because it's unconstitutional. And if you don't, you're going to have an awful lot of people mad at you.
Very well said. All right, now on this next subject, I have done research over the years on the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda and the general Congolese Congo area, and I've interviewed political scientist experts on the subject just to double-check my research, and I'm not saying that Joseph Kony is a good guy, but he has a few thousand followers, maybe 500 ragtag troops. He does use child soldiers because in the area the kids just starve. So it's always been that way in Africa and many other areas that are primitive in their technological development. The kids either starve or they're brought in and trained as soldiers. I mean, in the old days, they had nine-year-olds they would grab off the streets in England and force into military service. I mean, that's as old as civilization, when civilization was more primitive. The point is that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of them, Kim Kardashian, all these Hollywood people, George Clooney, are behind this Kony 2012. And the symbol is a donkey and elephant together saying one thing we can all agree on. Well, this is what we predicted in the Obama deception. It is a African invasion of Africa, the beachhead in Libya, murdering, mass murder there, destabilization using al-Qaeda. The current leader of Uganda was connected in the last 20 years to other groups that have been involved in more than 7 million killed. So they're literally comparing him to Hitler, this new guy, Kony, who's like a nobody, like a Beverly Hillbilly or something. They've got Hitler next to Bin Laden, next to Kony. He's the new Hitler. And this video has gotten 50 million views in 5 days. It's being promoted by every globalist outfit. Bill Gates is promoting it, who openly says he wants to reduce the population of Africa. And they're targeting school kids. And they're flooding us saying, you've got to stand for the children that are being kidnapped by Kony and turned into military minions. Well, that's standard all across the entire continent. And goes on in many other continents. But the point is, it's purely, in fact, they say in these news reports, they wanted to make him the villain. They don't even hide that. So it's just like they use Remington's paintings to claim the Spanish were slaughtering people in Cuba in 1898 and the head of Hearst Publishing said, "Give me the images, I'll give you a war." So this is pure war propaganda, and they've now got the whole anti-war left calling for war in Libya, calling for it in Syria, calling for it in Iran, and calling for a AFRICOM invasion by U.S. forces, as tarply predicted 3.5 years ago in Obama deception, in the Congo-wide area. And you watch, if this gets kicked off, genocide, and I'll have to have trendies lecturing me on how great they are because they're going to get some little ragtag guy in one tiny area who's a joke. I mean, it's just, they go, here's the bad man, invade. People are like, kill! I mean, it's like Saddam and the baby incubators. I'm going to come back from break and get Bob's take on this. But people kept calling me about this the last 2 days. I looked into it, and they're targeting 10, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, and they've got all these little kids spamming the web with it, people crying, and getting donations for money for the UN, just like they had Blood Diamond movies about there's African countries where they mine their own diamonds. They have child labor. It's the UN and De Beers that's running around enslaving people and doing all this. And a Blood Diamond's a money that the Rothschilds don't get. I mean, literally, they use this humanitarian cover. It's pure propaganda. The West wants Africans dead, and this will be the pretext to go in there and kill them.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Of course, I forgot my biggest point on the whole Coney situation. This is all about legitimizing the International Criminal Court. Anybody that resists the New World Order They had, you know, that five-nation group of commandos led by the U.S. try to go in and kill this guy just because he's one little resistor. And now he's being used as the poster boy to have full-on invasion against all sorts of others like him, Muslim and Christian on both sides, and even animist, to invade the whole area. Bob Chapman, I mean, we've got the West that loves killing a million Iraqis, loves doing all this, and now we have Kim Kardashian, all the big liberals, and George Clooney with Bill Gates. And I noticed on YouTube, and people got snapshots of this, within live time, it went up like a million views in an hour when they launched it 5 days ago. Well, everybody knows, even when we've had stuff with hundreds of thousands of views or anybody else, it says 301 or 306 while it caches, then waits half a day before the numbers start updating. But you can always tell when it's it probably hasn't had 50 million views. I mean, YouTube is heavily involved with Obama, Google that owns it is. What's your take on them inventing a new boogeyman and saying, he's Hitler, he's Bin Laden, we've now got to invade Africa?
Well, there's a long history of this, especially after the years which began the decolonization of Africa. And I lived in Africa for several years, mostly in southern Africa, which would be South Africa and Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. And I spent a lot of time in Mozambique and Angola, Zambia, which used to be northern Rhodesia. But as you say, there aren't many jobs around, and it's pretty easy to recruit people to get involved in wars or disruptions, and they don't care whether they get killed or not. They get really very little to live for, and that's been going on for a long time. But the bottom line here is that usually what has happened is an outside group like BP or Exxon or De Beers or whatever, they're behind the whole thing. And they take a fellow like the one you've been mentioning, and they round up a bunch of people for him and give him guns and say, go off in that direction up there and raise heck, and because you're supposed to do that. And they do it.
Let me expand on this. We're not even saying that this Kony guy's a good guy. He's literally a nobody out there. It's an excuse to bring in AFRICOM and this huge U.S. global buildup for a new colonialism publicly. And they've got the left now, who usually is anti-war but's been silent, is cheering for war. And they could care less about the children. It's, oh, the invisible children. Oh, Kony's like Hitler. Oh, we care so much. And it's all about selling people on going in and carrying out globalist eugenics in Africa. I mean, Bill Gates has said he wants them dead. And it's Bill Gates. I mean, it is sick. Isn't that sick, Bob?
It certainly is. And, you know, those poor people have enough problems just surviving. And I know I had a business there. We had 300 people working for us. And I didn't even need half the people. I used to hire them just so they'd have a job. What was funny is every once in a while, one would disappear. And about 2 or 3 months later, he'd come back. And he'd say, I'm ready for work, boss. And I said, really? Where you been? He said, out in the tribal trust land. I said, well, I don't have any place for you right now. Why did you go away and come back? He said, oh, it was time for me to see my wife. So this is the kind of mentality that you're dealing with. It's very rudimentary. It's too bad, but that's the way it is. And that's how they recruit these people.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.